I'm gonna ride on. Of the road, thumb in the air. One of these days, I'm gonna change my evil ways. Till then, I'll just keep riding on.
Okay, welcome back to part two of the 30-day song challenge. Where we've had the 1 to 15 in part 1. Well, what do you think? Let me know. Any you strongly disagree with? Or any you strongly agree with? What about that 18-minute belter? That instrumental mayhem by Rodrigo y Gabriela. At the end of that. Come on. Anyway. So, what have we got? What have we got? Number 16. Come on, bro. Let's get this ball rolling. 16 is a song that is a well-known classic. When I had some fun having weeding this one down to what was eventually picked. And I don't think anyone can disagree with the fact that this next song is it's a fucking classic. This is the Trogues with Wild Thing. Tune, definitely a classic, definitely a fucking peach. Would you not agree? Wild thing, you make my heart sing. Yeah, ooh. Okay, so the next song, number 17, we've got is a song that you would sing with someone in a duet. Okay, so this next song is a song I have sung in a duet with some friends, some family members. I've seen the original band play it maybe 7 or 8 times live. It is The Dirty Glass by the Dropkick Murphys and Stephanie Doherty. Dropkick Murphys with The Dirty Glass, and that is a live recording from Live on Lansdowne. Check that album out, it's class. yeah, that's the second time the Murphys have featured on this list. Definitely up there with one of my favourite bands, but anyway, the next song we've got is a song from the year you were born, and the song I could have picked quite a few, but this song is just fucking nails it. The fact that I was born and this song was blasting out the fucking stereo in the hospital with the car journey on the way home, and me as a fucking couple of minutes old baby, I'm welcomed into the world to the sound of Guns N' Roses singing Welcome to the Jungle. Oh my God. to that there song. Welcome to the jungle. Yeah. Alright. Have we look about? Yep. There's definitely some cats about here. Some big fucking cats. Carol fucking Baskin. Anyway. If anyone was trying to guess the year, it was indeed 1987. Appetite for Destruction. Great album. The next song we're being asked for is a song that makes you think about life. And there was no deliberation here. It was straight to the front of my head. And it was a wee kind of, I kind of treat it like a wee prayer. I'm not religious, but this song is, it's like a wee prayer. And just makes you think about life. And it's a beautiful song. And it's by Jose Gonzalez. It's called Every Age.
Every age has its turn. Every branch of the tree has to learn. Learn to grow, find its way. Best of this shortless day. Take this seed, take this spade, take this dream of a better day. Take your time, build a home, build a place where we all. Some remain, some will pass us unnoticed by. What to focus on, to improve upon, in the face of our ancient tribes. Feel so clear, feel so obvious. Each one on the road, but we're here together, reaping what time and what we have sown. Choosing what pocket or form, but we can learn to know ourselves on this globe in the void. Take this mind, take this pen, take this dream of a better.
Jose Gonzalez with Every Age. Isn't it an absolute clinker? The next song I'm asked for, a song that has many meanings to me. To me being the crucial words. So I'm going to pick a song that has many, many meanings to me. I'm not going to sit here and explain why over a podcast. But maybe in the pub for a beer and we'll fucking chat. But yeah, this is the song that has the most meaning to me for several different reasons. And this is a fucking belter. This is Metallica with Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar.
want to get this out there that Metallica, if you guys are listening, I don't make any money off this, so don't be coming after me on the scrounge, right? Just be dead on, okay? And we'll get on, alright. Right, so yeah, Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar, classic. Fucking brilliant. Obviously, Thin Lizzy did a version too, like, and it was exceptional. But that one by Metallica is a bit... fits the brief a bit more with that question for me, so there you go. The next song is a song with the name of a person in the title. There's quite a good few songs with names in the titles, and I came up with this little cracker from a Dublin musician called Derry Farrell, and this is his song Fergie McCormick, and it's a cracker.
Old Fergie McCormick was walking one day when he noticed a building on fire, and the screams of a lady could plainly be heard as the building had smoldered even higher. Oh, the trembling lady was clutching a baby, and the building was 10 stories high. And could plainly be seen that both she and her baby were certainly doomed for to die. Well, the firemen were there with their ropes and big ladders, and they were holding a big trampoline. They were trying to entice this young lady to jump, but indeed she wasn't very keen. Oh, her baby was too small to survive such a fall, and she didn't refuse to let go. Oh, well, what could they do? They were all in a stew as they helplessly gazed from below. Well, along came a hero, bold Fergie McCormick, says he, throw your baby to me. Indeed, I will catch it, and from death I will snatch it, and safe in me arms he will be. Oh, his masculine arms and the big fullback's charms laid down all this young lady's fears. As she cried, bless you, Fergie, she tossed her baby over the side as her eyes filled with tears. On the story can long be remembered in history throughout all the land. As the baby came down and the crowd gathered around, oh, it landed safely in Fergie's arms. Oh, he's rescued the child, said the crowd going wild, but the excitement was clearly too much. As they all gazed in wonder, with a swift up and under, he kicked 40 metres to touch.
Fergie got excited, so he did. Give the baby a hoofing up the road. Away you go, son. There you go. Toe up the arse. Okay, that was Fergie McCormick. Great wee tune. And the next song is a song that makes you or keeps you moving forward. Or a song that moves you forward, should I say. So, without further ado, this song keeps me going forward.
I left my home still as a child. I walked 1,000 sorry miles to wait for my father to gather up his tools. He said, my boy, you gotta run. Don't wait for me, don't wait for mom. We'll come get you when it's safe for us to move. So I waited many years, held back the pain behind my tears, for my father to come find me like he said. And in that time I was alone, so many years without my home. I made brothers of a different kind instead. And at the time I didn't know just how hard the wind could blow towards disaster and the things that I would see. I never found my father, I never found my mother either, but I know in my lifetime I will be a hero to the masses, to those born without chances. There's a freedom that everyone deserves. I know there's greed and there's corruption. I've seen death and mass destruction, but I'm telling you, and I hope that I am heard. I will not be commanded, I will not be controlled, and I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. And I will not be commanded, and I will not be controlled, and I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. I will not be commanded, I will not be controlled, and I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. I will not be commanded, I will not be controlled, and I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul.
And that is The Lost Boy by Greg Holden. If anyone wants to know, maybe already know. Great song. And how could that not keep you moving forward? I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. The next one is a song that you think everyone should hear. A wee bit kind of fucking aggressive, but okay. Yeah, this is, I think you should listen to this. It's a bit, I don't know, condescending, is it? I don't think you should listen to it. I don't give a flying tiddler. But if you're gonna join the revolution, boy, you gotta wake up.
And for his children left the promised land in search of their own way. They kick and scream like wayward sons, and always wanting to sleep and dream away these evil days in hopes that God can't see.
Children, yeah. Change upon your children.
Yeah, that's the Brothers Bright with Awake, O Sleeper. Absolute tune. Get you pumped up. Get you ready to take on the whoever the fuck comes at you. Yeah, that's a song I think everyone should hear. The next song is by a band that you wish were still together. It's been many a year since this band were together. I think they done a reunion in 2012 maybe. But it was a long time before that. And this band is probably the best rock band ever. One of the most influential rock bands on the planet, without a shadow of doubt. They incorporated blues with heavy guitars and sexy licks and fills, and just lifted the fucking roof off anywhere they ever played. And there was some genius to their songwriting capabilities, but this song in particular is just fire from start to finish. And it's the band is of course Led Zeppelin, and the song we have today from them is Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
been long time since the rock and roll.
Yeah.
What a tune. Yeah, that was a tune by a band that you still wish were together. Well, my goodness. Wouldn't that be just class? But with Cronish, we're not going to get to see any fucking bands, so what the fuck does it matter? Stick the radio on, download some podcasts, and there's material out there to keep you occupied for the next 12 billion years, so... So there you are. So there you are, huh? There you go. Stick that up your pipe and smoke it. The next one's a bit dark. It wants me to pick a song by an artist that is deceased. Ceased to exist. Deceased. Kaput. Nil. No longer. Zero. Zero instead of a one. Anyway, so I'm going to pick Johnny Cash, because he's cool as fuck, and he's got some cracking tunes, and this song is the Cocaine Blues.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. And yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dead carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
And that's that Johnny Cash right there. Johnny was some pop. Johnny was some pop, so he was. What? What? Johnny loved the gear. That there is song is about taking loads of cocaine and shooting your blade because she's away shagging somebody. So you find out, take a load of coke and then shoot her and then go to court and feel zero remorse about it. Yeah, so yeah. Johnny sang that. Like, Some pub or Johnny boy? Some puppy is alright. And that's why it makes it into this list. So that is a song by deceased artist. Deceased. Johnny Gone. Johnny Be Gone. Okay. So, the next song is a song that makes you fall in love. So, yes. We're asking 12-year-old girl questions again. So, we'll just stick a wee song on by Van the Man. And then we'll move on swiftly.
I'll be a man. I'll understand. Do my best to take good care of you. Yes, I will. You'll be my queen. I'll be your king. And I'll be your lover too. Yes, I will. Dairy Dan Green, color of my dream. A dream that's daily coming true. Tell you. Was that?
That wasn't bad, Van. That wasn't bad at all, mate. That was okay. The next one is a song that breaks your heart. So, this is an old Irish song and broke my heart from the very first time I heard it, before I even knew I had a heart. And yeah, this is Leaving Nancy by the Furies.
In comes the train, and the whole platform shakes. It stops with a shudder and the screaming of brakes. The parting has come, and my weary soul aches. I'm leaving my Nancy, oh. But you stand there so calmly, determinedly gay, and you talk of the weather and defense of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue doesn't say. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come a little closer. Put your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. My suitcase is lifted and stowed on the train, and a thousand regrets whirl around in my brain. And the ache in my heart, it's a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy, oh. And you stand there so calmly, so lovely to see. But the grip of your hand, it's an unspoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. But our time has run out, and the whistle has blown, and here I must leave you standing alone. We had so little time, and now the time's gone. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And as the train starts gently to roll, and as I lean out for the wave and the call, I see your first tear trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come a little closer. Put your hand upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. And let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows.
That's the Furies and Davey Arthur with "Leaving," the Leaving of Nancy. A very sad song indeed. Heartbreaking stuff. Heartbreaking stuff. All right. Don't want to get into that. That's heartbreaking stuff. Anyway, This next song is a song by a voice that you love, and I've got loads, but this one came to mind the quickest, I think. This is John Fogerty with CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Long as I can see the light. So that's why he's in there, like, just as soon as he opens up with that first line. Oh, wow, he just elevates the whole thing. So that's why he's in there. So we've got two more. Well, that was number 28. So we've got 29 and 30 for you here, right? 29 is a childhood song. Now, we grew up, we went away out on Sundays with mum and dad. Us kids in the back of the car, and there was like a tapes and CDs and stuff, but like, you know, they weren't really big into their music, but what music they were into, they really enjoyed it. And but it was always the same CDs and tapes for years. Well, there was a pretty big selection, I suppose, but they always seemed to have Dr. Hook on in the car for a long time, and this is a belter. And whenever I was like 8 or 9, like, listening to this in the back of the car, I thought it was fucking hilarious. And till this day, still do. And this is the cover of The Rolling Stone by Dr.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show,
right?
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies will do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5
we're
copies for my mother?
Wanna
see you. My smiling
oh,
face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Smiling man, oh beautiful,
oh beautiful, yeah. My thoughts exactly, man. Yeah, that's what I grew up with. Maybe that's why I love the rock and the blues, man. Yeah, Doctor Who giving it 90 in the car. The other options were Smokey, Celine Dion double cassette. Ugh. What else was in our car? Fucking Bagatelle. Tell me an Irish car that didn't have fucking Bagatelle greatest hits in it. Some good tunes, mind you. By fuck, I tell you, I still listen to them this day. Good old band, by good old band indeed. The last song of our 30 days of coronavirus, or whatever, our 30 days song thing is done. That's us done. This is the 30th and last song. And what have I learned? I've learned that you can waste a lot of time thinking about tunes. Just go with the first one that comes to your head. You can. What have I learned? Yeah, that this 30-day challenge is designed for 12-year-old girls, and I've wasted my whole time doing this whole thing, and now I feel like I've accomplished absolutely nothing. But on the flip side, all that music is out there, all the tunes that I like are out there, and if you like listening to them, then get her bucked. There's also a hidden Easter egg in this part of the podcast where if you are still listening before the last song, and you hear this little message about the Easter egg, the first person who mails me on Instagram in the DMs, slide in those DMs, and mail me with the word Easter egg, and I will send you an Easter egg. So there you go. So this last song is a song that is supposed to remind me of me. A song that reminds me of myself. So I, from the moment I heard it years and years ago, and maybe we tribute to the man himself who passed away there last week, Kenny Rogers. This song was by him. I had no idea it was by him. I just heard the song first. I was like, that's not Kenny Rogers. I was like, yes, it is. Class. And the words in it are just fucking, just sum me up big time. So, without further ado, this is Just Dropped In by Kenny Rogers and his band back in the day. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Joke on the side though, folks, take this corona business seriously and stay safe and keep on riding on. Just ride on. That's all you gotta do, just ride on.
it's another lonely evening. In another lonely town. But I ain't too young to worry. I ain't too old to cry. When a woman gets me down, got another empty bottle. And another empty bed. Ain't too young to admit it. Now I'm not too old to lie. I'm just another empty head. That's why I'm lonely. I'm so lonely.
One of these.